Shir Nun Dalad in Bava Kama continued Yud Adar Hetov Shimim Gimel February 23, 1983 on Wednesday continued.
So then we just take for us the Shir Nun Dalad. This is the Teretz B'Rachamishim. All right, so that's a very good Teretz. I mean, that's without any doubt. The white Teretz and the Rambam and the Lachem Mishnah's Kashi. But then the Mishnah's Kashi is a very strong Kashi. So you understand very well as why the Rambam says in Alochei, Imhei V'Yashena. Imhei V'Yashena, Hashena Raya Shini Potabo, Shema Risen, Kidin Shema Rosea, is a potter. Even though he was a Kisha in reducing the degree of responsibility to a minimum, and philosophy, Kshir, Siri, Venus is higher. That's only when there is a cause and effect relationship between the Kshir and the Venus, and the laws of the Venus. But here there is no cause and effect relationship. Can you attribute the loss of the Chayfet to the fact that the Shmira was delegated to Levi? It was basically Dalgo. It was basically Dalgo. Suppose there are certain people who had a grievance against Levi, and then when Shimon turned over the custody of the Chayfetz to the behemoth to Levi, so then those cruel people who had a grievance against Levi, they came to Levi's house and they saw Levi, they saw the behemoth. Rubens Behemoth, so they killed these gangsters who had a grievance against Levi, so they killed Rubens Behemoth that was in the custody of Levi. So in such a case the Rambam wouldn't say that he's proper. Just because Edim saw how the gangsters killed the Behemoth in the custody of the Rambam says Meza Vidalgo. So Mimela, there is no cause and effect relationship, because you cannot attribute the loss of the behemoth, the death of the behemoth, to the fact that Levi was given custody over. Even if it hadn't, it would have happened the same way. So in such a case, the Rambam emphasizes Keitzach in the source of Sabima Ashmura Sim Shemchim Ivashim Rashim Shemeza Bima Vidalgo. Not that somebody killed her, because if somebody killed her, then we could say maybe that somebody only had the audacity to go into the stable of Levi and kill the behemoth. But had it been in the stable of Shimon, so that person would not have had the audacity. So cause and effect relationship. But in this case, there is no cause and effect relationship. So Mimele is not shy to say philosophy Kshir Visayfe Beines is high. But the Kashi is the Mishnah no Kashi. So seems here. So there is no cause and effect relationship. So Mimele we cannot say philosophy Kshir Visayfe Beines is high. That's why the Rambam says Ivashin Rashin Raishi Pot Vashim Rishin is Potter. So even if the Shem Rashin did not produce witnesses, but he's willing to take a Shmuel, he's Nishbabi Bezin, and the Bible certainly trusts him, because he's accustomed to turn it over. So he should also be, so the Shem Rishin should be Potter, and the Shem Rishin should say to the Bible, listen, you can't say you don't trust Levi. I know you always, every month you turn over Levit to Levi, and he is willing to take a shvuah. Let him take a shvuah, so that would be mivareh that the behemoth was made so gedalko, as if Edim testified. So why does the Rambam say that if Edim don't testify, then the Shimon is chayav to pay to Reuben, and he cannot follow the Bible, you accept the shvuah of Levi? Why not? But Reuben trusts Levi. That's the Kashi of Mishnah, and that seems to be a very strong Kashi. So Reb Chaim gives a very good chance. He mentions Iraya. I don't want to go over anymore because that will take us too much time. But he mentions Iraya. First he gives one Teretz and then he refutes them. And then he gives another Teretz. So he mentions Iraya from the Gemara in Bavakame that Kufches Omedale. So from that Gemara, I don't want to go over that Gemara, but you go over it yourself. that the Pesom Dalet, the Gemara has Rabbi there. The Gemara has Rabbi. There, the Gemara has Rabbi. Three chumri, three chile, the chad gav remai. So from that Gemara, we can deduce a certain halacha, namely that if the Baal, let's say Reuben is the Baal, turns over the behemoth to Shimon and Levi, they should both be shown. And then, the behemoth disappears. We don't know whether there was a pshir, there was no pshir. Shimon took his shvur, took the proper shvur. Let's say whether we pshatibo or nemso, depending whether it's shemachim or shemaso. Levi did not take the shvur. So from that Gemara Daf Kufches, it appears that even though it was turned over to Tushomrim, to Shimon, to Levi, so even though Shimon took his shvur, so Shimon doesn't have to pay. But Levi cannot relieve himself of paying by saying to Reuben, listen, after all, Shimon took his shvur and Shimon is Nemor. So why should I also take his shvur? He is Nemor. In other words, he is mechuyev separately, so in Melee he can only relieve himself of pain only if he is Nishba. But if he is not Nishba, he cannot relieve himself from pain by the fact that the other Shemina took his shvur. So that's Mucha from the Gemara Daf Kufches. Now, so then we can ask Ikashe if it is so. So, in the case of Shema Shemos Arishem, so Reb Ule says Shema Shemos Arishem no is poor. Rove says Shema Shemos Arishem no is high. Why? Because Atman is the Shvueh. But in the case where he is Rovi to turn over his Chafotzi to the custody of the second Shemaya, Rove is made that the Shemarishin is potter. Why is the Shemarishin potter? Because the second Shemar can be Nishba and be potter. Let's say Shemasocha, Shemosa, or Shemasocha, or Shemachinom, Shemosa, or Shemachinom. And the Bailin is Rogil to be Mavki, Eitzel, the second Shemar. So if Rove is made that Shimon is potter. So why is he potter? Because Levi says that it was Nenso, it was Nidimor Neddo, depending whether Shema Socha or Shema Chino. So he takes his Shvuye, and that patterns Shimon. But from the Gemara Daf Kufches, in Volokami, it appears that when Reuben turns over a behemoth to Shimon and Levi, even though Shimon took the Shvuye already, but if Levi did not take the Shvuye, he has to pay. He cannot say, all right, Shimon already took his shvuyeh. Shimon is just as nemon as I, and so he already was nevaya. Why should I have to take his shvuyeh? Let it be considered as if two eidim came and testified that they saw it was nemson. So from the more it appears, no. That if there are two shomrim, each one is mechuyev nishvuyeh. So if one shena took his shvuyeh, it doesn't patter the other shena. And he only becomes potter if he himself takes the shvuyeh. So the question is, how does Ule say Shema Shemos Al Shema is potter? Or and if Rove, but in case of Rogil Hafkitet Slay, so Rove is made that he is potter. But the first Shema is also a Shema. And who took the shvuyeh? The second Shema. But the Gemara in Balakam Daf Kufches says that when two are shomri and one takes his shvuyeh, so the other one who didn't, as long as he didn't swear, he has to pay. The answer is no. In the case in Balakame where Reuben turned over the share to Shimon and Levi, so then each one has the responsibility of a shema by himself, and one does not stand in the shoes of the other. So the fact that Shimon took his shvuyeh and so So he's nemon with the shvuya legabi himself. He's not nemon legabi levi. Mashenk in the case of shela shemosa l'shemeya. So then according to Ule, he can say hari mosalti ben das. Hari mosalti shari mosal ben das. So that means I can put the other shema. Shimon can say to the Rubin, to the Bayim, hari mosalti ben das. You turn it over to my shmira. Alright? So I put Levi into my shoes. So Mele, he's out. So he puts Levi into the shoes of Shimon. So Mele, he's out. Levi replaces Shimon. But with Moral Kameh, where the Byron himself turned it over to the Shomrim. So one Shema does not replace the other Shema. And Robert holds that he cannot put the Shema Shemi into his shoes. But in the case where the Baal is Rogil to turn over the Chayfetz, his Chafotzim, to the custody of the second Shema, so then even Robert is made it, that he can put the second Shema into his shoes. So the Melee, he replaces. He's the Malamokim. So the second Shema is the Malamokim over the first Shema. The first Shema is out. So the Melee is never in the Shema. So this is the Tarifan. But in the case, so when can the first Shema appoint in Malimoki for himself, that is, if he is not Mimayim Vishnos, so then he can pull the second Shema into his shoes. So he replaces, and he becomes the Malimoki of the first Shema. Mashein came if he's Mimayim Vishnos. The first Shema is a Shema Soha. And the second Shema that is to whom it is delegated by the first Shema is the Shema Chinom. So he has no right to reduce the degree of Shmira. So Mele, he cannot appoint him as his Malamokim and to put him in his shoes. He's put him in his shoes. So Mele, since he cannot appoint him as a Malamokim to stand in the shoes of the first Shema, so Mele, true that the Baalim cannot say, I don't trust Levi. Of course he trusts Levi. And in the case in the Gemara of Kamadav Kufres, where Reuven himself turned over the behemoth to Shimon and Levi, can he say there, I don't trust Shimon? He himself turned it over. But there is aloche, that is the atusha, as long as one is not out. So, and if one Shema takes his shvuyeh, he's only in only Gabi himself, he doesn't patter the other Shema. But in the case where he was not Mimayim Vishmorosei, and he's Rogil Hafti that way, so then he stands, the second Shema stands in the shoes of the first Shema. But in the case where he's Mimayim Vishmorosei, so he cannot appoint the second Shema as a Malamokim and be out. So Mimele, both are Shomri. So both are Shomri. So true. He, the Baalim cannot say who lo imem lo bishvuyeh. In the case in the Gemara of Kamadav Kufres, he certainly couldn't say who lo imem lo bishvuyeh. He turned over the same axe, the same sheya to both to Shimon and Levi. But it's aloche that when there are two shom, so the shvuyeh by one shema does not patter the other shema. So in the case of Levi Bishmorosei, he cannot put the second Shema into the shoes of the first Shema. So the Mele, true, that the Baalim trusts the second Shema. So that means the second Shema is the Shema, and the first Shema remains the Shema. He's not out. If he remains the Shema, so the Mele, as long as anything didn't testify, but the second Shema was Nishba, alright, he's Nishba in respect to himself. He's not Nishba in respect to the first Shema. That's why the Rambam says that the case, the who, the who shall be my Ishmael. This is the Tereth that Chaim mentions in Perek Aleph, Miluchas Chires, Halochim. Alright, good. Now, I have to go to New York and then I have to go to Toronto. Anyway, Bezos Hashem, I expect to be back. Shh.
Shirin Nunayim Bava Kama Tazayin Adar Etov Shemem Gimel, March 1st, 1983, on Tuesday.
ויום האולה, אומר רב לזה, תהיו חסי גייבי מן העבודה. גייבי מחי מן העבודה. אומר רב נחנו נולה, אומר רב לזה, אפילו מייסמי, did Rav Lezer say that even if the levy is not living, so he can still be given from the body that is in the possession of the Yoshim of the Yisaini? So Ule said, lo yine, only if the levy is living, but if he's not living now, mine, afilu, so Rav Nachman said, אפילו מלמדון כתבי, הולכם להסכים לנו שעושה פייט. עושה פייט. תאו לצין רש. זה אם נחיד נעבוד מאפו מייס. אם מי ישראלי בן נופו כמה יס מי, מי אומר רב לזה לבלכי, גי אם נעבוד עם חקו ידומה? מיני, נעדלוך is that without all the יס מי שלו משתב. But from the leave himself, so then he can be gave even from the jacket that he's wearing. So, the question is, what kakoyes he can give from the same and also from the kules. So, the question is, how about that? So, he is an eved analogous to karke, so the mele, he can be given him from the same and from the kules, or an eved is analogous to mitaltoim, so only from the living himself. So this is what when Rafael said in the name of Rezer, Hilkas Yud Avodim, so Rav Nachman inquired from Ule, does Rav Lezer mean that him from the same because it's an obvious to Karke? So Ule said, no, lo yine. So Rav Nachman said, mine, what kind of a chidish is it? Mine apiru ma limit al katwe. So Ule said, oche ma eskinon, the chidish is, she also a pain. So that means, where he executed an explicit mortgage on the Eved, and then he died, so then he can be gave from the Yisrael. She was a pedic, Kidirov, Domarove, Domarove, Ose, Omarove, Osa, the pedic, you moche, moche, dinu men, Shere, a pedic, you moche, a moche, dinu men, my time, holy calling, holy calling. Let's see the rush. Gehen wir in der Wohnung von Jasmin, bis Rimmel noch von Kabel Jasmin, die Omer Abel Mochid in der Wohnung von Koino. Wir nehmen alle über Atzmin. Omer Abel Ezer, die Baruchin, gehen wir in der Wohnung. Kapolog mir nicht. Auf dem Rimmel auf Katwei, Apeitike, Apeitike, Koin. Koin, am Mizeh, die Eloch, auf Eroin. Waschmin und Abel Ezer, die Mochrei, gehen wir Baruchin mit mir. How about, you say me? Rashi doesn't say. So at first, he said, Omer Abel Ezer, Omer Lezer, afil mi yasme. So he said, loy minei. Minei afil mi katve, ochem yaskinun shose apeidik. So then, Rashi says, vashmino Rav Lezer, di moch regine bochil mimen. How about, if he died, he didn't sell it. The Rebbe didn't sell the Eved to the Mikiah, but he just died. So, can the Bochil be gave the Chil from the Eved, that is in the possession of the Yoshi, of the Yisemi, Rashi doesn't say anything. Now, Teises here says, Kigishose apetike, Vashke, Gome miyasme, Koim lekeach. Be'av agav, miyasme, Mishayach taim, Mishinkole, Koim lekeach. Because actually, Gimora says, Kidro. So what does Rabbi say? Osa, Abde apetike, Moche, Balche, Gimimimim. Shere apetike, Moche, Im Balche, Gimimim. So, in other words, so vis-a-vis Shea, so we say that about, even though he executed not Peitike, so the Baruch Hu cannot be given, because it would be an undue hardship upon the Lekeach, because the Lekeach does not necessarily know that a mortgage was executed under Shea. So he bought it because he thought that there is no encumbrance imposed upon the Shea. So mele it will be an undue hardship upon the Lekeach if the Bochid will be able to take away the axe from the Lekeach. Because after all, he paid money for it, and now the Baal Chayim will take away the axe. Mashayim came, and it's not his fault. Mashayim came where the mortgage was executed on Neve, so when the mortgage is executed on Neve, debt has a call. So debt, everybody knows about it. So the male, it's his own fault. He cannot say, why should I sustain the loss? It's his own fault because you should not have bought the Eved. And he cannot say, usually, he cannot say, I didn't know. He did know, and even if he didn't know, so he was neglectful in not finding out. He should have found out, because a mortgage on an Eved has a call. Mashayim kim shena. So that time is shayach l'gabe l'keach. But the Tabi Yoshin is not shayach to say. It's not shayach to say yes call, no call. I mean, the father died, so mele, he yashin the shayach, he yashin the Eved. So insofar as you, the same are concerned, there shouldn't be any difference between shayach and Eved. So because of that, there is one washin in Tesis, in Golobaster, that Kufa and Hei on the base. Well, one Washington takes this is that this aloche of also Abdi Apeitike Moche Balchei Devimen implies only that he can collect from the Ikea, but from Yisemin he cannot collect. So the Keach of Yisemin will be better than the Keach of Loch. That's one Washington in Tetzves in Borbasa Lachupahme. But Tetzves here says, Mahashti govim yasme koin lekeach. Yabo gavim yasme ushayach tainu mishigole goim lekeach. The gavim du apetike lui apetike mikom okay. So what difference does it make? In other words, so then we have a paradoxical situation. If we assume that by saying, by osi apetike, so the Balchit can give it from Yisemin, so then the question arises, and suppose he did not execute in that Beit Hikeh. So Bishleim vis-a-vis Mikeach, we understand. Because if he didn't execute in that Beit Hikeh, so then it's an undue hardship upon the Mikeach. Mashinkin, if he executed in that Beit Hikeh, so that receives notoriety, so everybody knows about it, or should have known about it. So it's his own fault, so he cannot say, I am sustaining the hardship. Basheim came Ligabe Yisemin, what difference does it make? Monefshech, if the Balchit can be gave in the case from the Yisemin, in the case where an Apeitike was executed, why shouldn't he be able to be gave in the case where an Apeitike was not executed? But that we don't say. In the case where an Apeitike was not executed, then we talk to the Yasmo and we start it. So that will be a paradoxical, that will present a paradoxical situation. So that's exactly the reason as to why he takes this. One Washington takes this in Robaskan Akkupan, he says that even if Osea can only collect from the Rikea, but not from the same. But this Shite is to the counter. Now, what's Rashi Shite? So Rashi Shite, the Sabu saying that Rashi Shite here tends to indicate in it that he agrees in the Washington Tesis in Rodaska that Kupane. Because that's why Rashi says, Vashmilon Kalema, Mizeniloch Troyen, Vashmilon Abrezer, the Mochre Yilochim. Why does he emphasize the Mochre? The answer is, no, Yisemin. From Yisemin, not. Even if Osea Pedigan. Because, but vis-a-vis Yisemin, it doesn't make any difference whether Osea Pedigan or no Osea Pedigan. But vis-à-vis the Keach, there is a difference. Now let's see what the Shin Kovetz says. I'm the Rashi.
Thank you.
But the Yeshua says explicitly that Rashi Shita is like the Loshin in Tesis and Bobasko that we find it. That by Yosef Apetike, so he can only, or he can only collect from the Likea, but not from the same. והשמינון רב אלעזר שימוך רגיל ובורכים ממנו נראה שרב נוסי לפי מלושן השס משמע דאורי בעצמי אומר רב נחמן לא ימנה רק של רב נחמן בית נאורי הוכי מהסכים שעושה פייטיקה אם כן משמע שבו לארץ היא תקטיר וזה ימנה וכך פיר שרשי יאף לפי מי במשנה דיירה שעושה פייטיקה ואפיל הוכי מגיע ואלו מלכוחס ביקור ימנה לאפו כמייסמי ושייך מיקרס ומכוחס מיני כי משכים זה נורא מה שאין כי מייסקו משייך מיקרס מיני ופירש רשי ונגיד מייסמי אפילו פישו ספק זה ופידו משייך לכל איקי מייסמי כמו שכוסף התיסק המתפל דביר וכן פירש פיר מסכת בו בסרה דף קופיין ה' ומייסמי מנגיד ואפילו בפי so he says וכן פירש פיר תיסס בו בסרה doesn't mention he says מפיר רבי מפיר רבי so the Yeshua assumes that the rabbi, that's the rabbi. I mean, who is the rabbi of most of our things is the rabbi. All right, but the problem with that Tesvah is that first, Tesvah says, Mipirabi, first he says, Mipirabi, that, oh, that also Abdi Apetike, so he can only collect, well, he can only collect from the Ikea, but not from the same, because vis-a-vis same doesn't make any difference, or say Apetike on us, or not say Apetike. I mean, it's not shy to say call or not call. It doesn't make any difference. He inherits the nechosin from his father, whether he likes it or not. I mean, so it's not shayach to say kol not kol. So he says mipirabi. Then Tisa says, aber mipirabi shomaiti, the geve gam kein min ayisim. So in other words, it's two rebbe, it's two mipirabis. So the Yeshua assumes that the first Mipirabi, the Tesis mentions, that's the Rebbe. And the other Mipirabi is somebody else. I mean, I don't know why. But anyway, there is such a shlosh. And the Yeshua assumes that is the Shite of Rashi. And from Shinkubetzes, it's also Mashma, that's the way the Shinkubetzes, the Talmud of the Peretz, understood Rashi. Like the Loshin in Tesis in Bor Basra, that even Osei Apeitike, so the Balchiv can only collect from the Emer, from the Kuches, but not from the same. Pirish HaKuches, the Ashmin or Abrezer, the Moch Regeem and Balchiv in Menu. Vahayek the Omar ki the Rome, Peru, Shemayla Shemoch ki the Rome. Vitei me Amayla ki the Omar, Elu Hoche Mai Askinon, Kim Yehoda Mimai Yoma Minei, Vei ki Moch Rechosa Nasei. There, Vish Lima, the Koyle Fush Minei, the Hod, the Osei Apeitike, O Moch Rei, Kore Minei, Kim Yitam Apeitike. Apeitike. So he says, that Moch Rei is Kore Minei. Viri Pirej, the Bol Yashik, Apu Miyasmi Gevi. So it's Mashba from Talmud Rabbi Peretz, that's the Riz, Pshat. There's the Riz Pshat. Now anyway, so from this Shikubetzes we see that the Yeshua's assumption that the Mipirabi, the first Mipirabi, the Tesis in the Basra mentions, that it has reference to the Ri is not so, because he says here, V'ri Pirish Yibom Yashif Atun Yashli Gevi. So the Talmud Rabbi Peretz says in so many words that the Rishi takes to the contrary, that he can be gave, the Balchiv can be gave from the Evet, even from the Yisraeli, not only from the Kuchas. Contrary to what the Pnei Yeshua says. Why? Because the Pnei Yeshua assumed, since Tesis says Mipirabi, the first Mipirabi. So that's the reason. But then Tesis mentions Mipirabi again, that is Chilkan the Chite. And so we see from Talmud Rabbi Peretz that on the contrary, the second Mipirabi represents the Chite. And the first Mipirabi is somebody else, not a Rebbe. All right. My time ho easily kale, we hold it less. Now there is the Shach in Simen Kufyutayan. Now, also after the apetite, אפילו בסתם ומוכי ברוכי גיל ממנו מפני שיש לי כל זו לשחסץ נסידלת אפילו הפית כבעל פה רק שהאובוי הוא איזו משטר הורב עמד זו לשחסץ מלין ומרב עמד משנה ודסלוך אופו זה עבדי הפית because it has a call so the Baruchim is given so even if the Apeitike was already executed not in the Shtar as long as the Alvoye is corroborated by the Shtar is evidenced by Shtar even though the Apeitike itself was executed orally not in the Shtar so it can still be given so ve'avach kosav mitzorchim dimireya piu Alvoye בעל פה, משם דאבד, מייצי קור. So, then he says, ופשוט פרק בייר, עם פרק חסקס הבייס, כוסף דברי הרמגי, וכוסף של דברי ראש פרק כמה דברי וכמה, משמע להגיע, ליצור שיעשינו הפרק כמשטח. וכי משמע לחיר הבאמס בראשו. So, we have three sheets. First of all, the Shilkladi Beiri in Bola Basra, so he says, from the Rosh of the Rosh, in Bola Kameh, and it's Mashmah, the Shach agrees with it, that from the Rosh of the Rosh, in Bola Kameh, it's Mashmah, that when we say Yosav, they are Pentike. So he's Balchim Gevim Menu, only if the Mil Bezim Yul Bishtah, but if the Mil Bezim Yul Bal Peh, so then the Balchim is not Gevim. That's one thing. And then the Rosh says, goes even one step farther, and he says that even if the Milbe is in Milbe Bishta, but if the Apeitike itself was executed orally, not Bishta, so then, let's say, suppose there is a Milbe Bishta, and the Shta says, Onu Pleinu Pleinu Yeroinu, Sherubim Lobo Elev Zuz Mishim. Ishta, it's a Milbe Bishta. But in the Shta it's not written, that they beroinu she rubei also at the apeti it's not real so then from the Rosh it's mashma that he's still not gave it from the Kuches when can the Balchim be gave it from the Kuches only if the meal is a meal of Mishtar and in addition the apeitike was executed Mishtar but if the meal is a meal of Mishtar and the apeitike was executed orally and all mortgage so then he cannot be gave it from the Kuches that's the Rosh then there is an opposite pole and the opposite pole the Shite of the Bach the Bach says that even if the Alvoy is Baal Peh not only if the Apeitike was executed orally but even if the Alvoy is a new Baal Peh so as long as they are reading Baal Peh we testify that he orally executed the lady orally executed an Apeitike mortgage and Zeved then he can be gave even though both the apeitike was executed orally and if the milve is a milve alpe and there is an in-between shita that the shita of the Rav HaMagi that if the milve is a milve alpe then it cannot be given from the Kuches but if the milve is a milve bishtar even though the apeitike is not mentioned in the shtar it can be given so there are three shitas the shita of the Bach that it can be given even if the milve is a milve alpe and the shita of the Rosh in Bolokame that he is gave it only if the meal is a meal of Bishtar and in addition the Apeitike was executed Bishtar and then the Shite of the Rav HaMagi that if the meal is a meal of Alpe it cannot be gave it from there but if the meal is a meal of Bishtar even though the Apeitike is not mentioned the Shtar it can be gave it now the Rav Amir she's better mentioned the Rav Amir mentions two days which two days one shite the same shite as the Bach and the other shite now also have the apetike umochei balchei gilime so the Miri says at first have the new balte kol sheiz bora beidi because the apetike is already gishetel v'nikei achitzi yoatzi even if the algoi is a new balte v'yei sheimli דווקא בשטר. So שינוי שטר אין פה, יחיל מכן. So it's mashma like the shite of the Rav Magid. So it's a Magid. So in other words, we have two days, all the three shites. So the Shach mentions that in the name of the Bach, and in the name of the Rav Magid, and the name of the Rosh. But the leader mentions two days. One day is like the day of the Bach, that in Balpeh, there's the first Rosh Nemiri. The second Rosh Nemiri is like the day, is like the day of the Magid, and then there is the Shikha of the Rosh, that only he will be Shtar, and only the Apetike itself was executed in Shtar. Right, so we have three Shikhs. We both have no fact. So this was the Shakur Italia that came down between Ure and Ramah. So what did Ure concede to Rav Nachman? That he can only be given if an apetike was executed. But without apetike being executed, so then he cannot be given from the Kuches or from the Saint. But when he goes on in Ophak, after Rav Nachman walked out, Omar Ure, Hoch Omar Abnezer, Atunias. In other words, he didn't want to start up an argument with Rav Nachman. So he said, it's a strange Gemara. So Ule said that only in the case where he executed an apetike. But the true case that Rav Lezer said, even if he didn't execute an apetike, so he can give it. And not just the name from the Levi himself, even from himself. Why? Because of the Kikakoedon, Mikaudali the Yasmin's when he started. But Kakoed, Yasme is Mishtabde, and Avodim is Kakoed. Omar Rav Nachman heard that after he left, so Ule said that Rav Lezer even said Yasme. So Ishtabde, he tried to, not to involve himself. Have a wounded in Adoye, Vahad with Ayonet in Adoye. And they were gave from a body. That means Havuta bin Adoye without a pedigree. And the other Ayon bin Adoye. Havuta bin Dise, the other of Honeba Bisi. So they were given from Yisrael without an apetike being executed. Omar Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman held no. Only if there is an apetike executed. But without an apetike, he cannot be given from a body. In other words, Rav Nachman, so actually there is a machlokes between Rav Elazar and Rav Nachman. Rav Lezer holds of the Kilkakoidon. So even without an apetike being executed, he can be given from the same because of the Kilkakoidon and Kautel Yasmin Mishtabde. Kakoid Yasmin Mishtabde. And Rav Nachman holds that of the Kilkakoidon. So maybe the Kautel Yasmin Mishtabde. So when Dayonim and Adoye war gave it from Avodi, so now, and Ayonim in Hududi said, war gave it, so Rav Nachman reversed their judgment, overruled their decision. Rav Nachman, zero adur. In other words, he had to give back the Evet to the Yisrael. He told about him to give it back. Why? Because it's Hoshem Ketei Ramisha. Now the law is, if you want to say it, suppose Bezdin passes, they didn't talk, and then Bezdin realizes that he made a toyes. So, then it depends. If the toyes was in something that is mifuresh in the Mishneh, so then, if it's told in the Mishneh, so then, they just have to reverse the judgment, and if the psak by Bezdin was at first, that the Balchayit collects, so then it's Chizir, in other words, and then there has to be a new psak, that the Balchayit who collected the Evet should reform back the Evet, should give back the Evet to the Yisrael. But if the Toyes was the Shikla Das, then once there is a psak by Bezli, so then it's not Chizir. But the Dayan has to reimburse the one whom he caused damage. Now, here he says, you are dual. He didn't say, he didn't tell the diet to reimburse, the Yisrael. He didn't tell. He just says, you are dual. He told the Yisrael, you give back the evidence. You give back the evidence. He told he told about hey, you give back the evidence to the Yisrael. Why? Because it's Kitei B'Rav Mishne. It's not Tei Mishiva Das. We were in Magulu Chapad Naich. Omali Rodo Rav Nachman. Ho'u le'ona b'leze. Ona yonet na'doye. Vorav Chone Babiz. Ne'mar Kiman Sirei. After all, we have three Chachonim who say that Abdei Kinka Koedome. And that he can be given from the same even without it. And that pity can be executed. Uda says like this, Rabbeza says like this, and I am doing a passing like this, even without a pity. And I've come about business passing like this, in Kumbedise. Martiman Svirle, why are you Helik and everybody? Helik and everybody, and I've come about business, and the Dionysus of Nadoe, you're Helik and everybody. What is your moke? Why are you Helik and everybody? In other words, Rav Nachman holds that Abdi can talk to them. And all these, Rav Chone Bar Bizne, Rav Elezer, and Rule, and Dayonim of Nadoye, they hold that Abdi can talk to them. Man Kiman Seroi, Omalei, so Rav Nachman said, no, I have a mocha. I'm not a sneaky Yodam. So now, be my, Puz Gu Chol HaKalkin, Chol HaVodim, Mitalkin Gna Kalkin, Mikin HaVodim. Now the law is that the Shnasa Shmita is all that's against it. But Hillel is needed to notice on the fact that many Jews are deterred from lending money to their fellow Jews because they are afraid if they lend the money and the labor will not have paid up by the commencement of Shnasa Shmita, so Mele. So they don't want to lose any money, to forfeit their money. So Mele, they refuse to lend money to Jews. So because of that, Hillel was misaking the Puzbu. What does the Puzbu mean? The Puzbu means that if the Malbe executes a declaration, he executes a declaration that if any Chayi that, let's say, that the labor owes him, he should be in a position to collect. So then he can collect, in spite of the fact that the Shnas HaShmita has already intervened, has already elapsed. So that's the law of truth. So how could they do it? Because of Hefka so Hillel, who is in a Hefkeach, to be misaking that once that if a food is executed, then Shmita is not, does not cancel the debt. Does not cancel the debt. Now, that is a law. We got it Puzbul, that Puzbul is only effective if the Leve owns real estate, real property. But if the Leve doesn't own a piece of real estate, he only owns Mitalkin, even if he has $1 million in Mitalkin. So the law had that a Puzbul is not effective. A Puzbul is only effective if the Leve owns car. So the question is, suppose the Leve does not own car. But he owns an evidence. So is it considered this karkin? A Puzbul can be executed, considered mitalkin. A Puzbul cannot be executed. So Rav Nachman says, there is a price that says, Puzbul chola karkin. Vin chola avodim. So it's a raye that avodim is mitalkin. Natika koyes. Mitalkin nikna karkin. Nikni im avodim. If somebody, let's say, Ruben is makna, let's say, mitalkin. And tapo. They saw that he is marked to Shimon, so then Shimon acquires title in Talton as well. But suppose he is marked in Talton on top of Avodim, so then it's not. Why is it Kishke? But Talton is Mishke Agafah, okay? Obviously, that the Eved does not have a din of Kafah, the Eved has a din of Talton. Right. Abi, the Nishmat men of the Ore, the Imam Function, Abi, Talbot, Miss Yanush, and Kerala, Kushis, Abu di Magna Yena Dea Kumyas, we will raise a question of Kreda, Mother of Kotaman Sioe, Kutu Poitinchi, Kutu Yishamichi, Kisa Mao, Hora Kaki, in Maxwell Vine, in the Kostral Lane, she pocket in Shiolo, she even for Magia, say, carry the shoes in the Kaukel in Kna Kak, in Mochel Kak in Tauke Lerd, in Kak in Kone Tauke, aber Pisho in Mosha, wenn nicht in die Avodi, sie merkt in Avodi, in Kone Tauke, die auch mehr verlassen in Tauke, alle mit Adik in Tauke. Na, let's see this thesis. We have to learn the thesis right now, because it's very important. It pertains to the Pshat in the Gemara. אני לא מסליט ידען, אבל גם במחמד דוח תאש כחון, וכוי דומה, הוא לא ירשו את. So this is with bothered by a very strong cash. Here it seems that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Nachman. The question is whether Rabbi can kakoi dome or Rabbi can talkoi dome. So Lozo will hold Rabbi can kakoi dome. So Rav Nachman obviously holds that Avodah is Kakoi Dame, but the Mishnah Mefaroshes that Avodah is Yishuv Kakois. Regabi Noye, Regabi Shvuah, Regabi Shomrim. So just that there is no Chiyuv Shmira for Kakois, or there is no Chiyuv Shmira for Avodah. Just as there is no Chiyuv Shvuah and Kakois, there is no Chiyuv Shvuah and Avodah. So the Mishnah Mefaroshes that Avodah is Kakoi Dame. So how can Rav Nachman on the basis of a raya from one price reject all these mishnas that imply that Avdi is king Kakoidom? That's the discussion. Aber Rav Nachman duch nash, king Kakoidom, in the Yishui, in the Yishui, the Ochlai, the Yishui, the Rabbono, the Yishui, 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 the Yishui. So that he says, Ilachna, of course Rav Nachman is made that in Chovate Kule Avde have the same status as Kakoetz, Hukshu Avodim Hukshu Kakoetz, but vis-a-vis Itakones Chachomim, Rav Nachman Shite is that Avodim do not have the din of Kakoetz, only in respect to din of the Raise. So in Lebe, there's a din of Kakoetz, Hashem can respect to the Rabbonon, like Agev is on Rabbonon, even though he learns it out from the Pesach. But you can imagine, like in the Shabbos, the Kesem is of Udon, is more into the Yehude, well, that's only a smart about, but it's only Takonas, Chachom. So in respect to any Rabbonon, Rav Nachman holds, Abbe is Kintal Gemara, but in respect to any Raisim, So Rav Nachman is made it that Avodim had the status of Kakonis. That's what he says. So why does the Rambam? The question is, if it's only in respect to the Rabbonis that Rav Nachman says that Avdeis can count on them. So why does he say Mitalkin Nikhna Kalkin Nikhna Avodim? Why not? Because Avodim and Atkakoyis are Mitalkin. But we say that Avodim is Kikarke only in respect to Rabbonis, only in respect to Rabbonis, it has a deal with Mitalkin. So Tishu says, Kil Agaf also is only the Rabbon. With the Ayes Agaf is not Kik. Oy, when he do, Kale Ayrel, you and Rabbonis, because we ask him to cook it, so she will have the rice. We go down the Rabbon. We need food school. The Kiyan Agin Dabin Amin Rabbon. We call the Ori Mitzuehis. Ask Mach the Baomi. We come and we come to Allah Mishne. Yom HaRabi Fekakoi Dome Lom 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 ומאיס אומן פייט שיז גאם טאוט שאל פלני ווי שיי האב האב דאס סום דו שמי אודן טאוט סו פייז שי טי איז דה ריזנס וואי דה ריזנס וואי דער מאכן זעלב דה טאוט איז טאוט איז גאם סו איט אונלי אין ריספקט טו א גראבער נא סו ווי אין סטעל דאס וואי דאס וואי אין ריספקט טו פולס פול אבער דאס איז גיינער פון טאוט ווי אין סטעל דאס וואי in respect to Ki and Aged, Eved is a deal with Talpa. Why? Because even though the Ki and Aged is deduced from the Posik, but it's only an Asmach. It's only an Asmach. Alright. Now the Pnei Yeshua asks it with very strong kashe against this. He says that regarding the rices, so Rav Nachman is needed that evidence is not kakoyes. So why does Rav Nachman say regarding the kriya by Balchel that Avodim have been of the Talpo? So Tesis says, because Rav Nachman Shita is that she did a lot of the rice. So Mele, the whole Ian of Shita is only Rabban, and that means with rice, if Al-Khid cannot collect even from Kakoyas, because she did a lot of the rice. And because of Shulitin of Delim of Nilom, the Chachamim of Nisakim, the Al-Khid should be able to collect from Kakoyas, since the Shita and Kakoyas is only with Rabban, according to Rav Nachman, so Mele vis-a-vis Rabbonon, so we don't say Avodim Kakoyis, but Avodim Kintalpon. That's what Teisa says. Teisa says it. Oh. Now let's see the Teisa here. In Shosha Teisa, the Hashtag Gobel Yasme, when you look here, Vavodam Yasme, Shaykh Taimim, Shinkovet, when you look here, gab mit du apet du ja pet kesham ni kom mit mir kom mit putes kom nam ni as ni da da mir bi sta da mir as ni putes a tu mando was du ab reis und wir da pet du mir sta du ni as u bi sche ne du ko kes ke mit du ge bin au pet bi sta mir bi sta ge mi shu no da es und wir au pet du ge mi sche ke ko u bi sta ni se ko a du ni as me mal ni au pet mal ni bi sta. So that's exactly the reason why one motion in Tesis in Vopasla Kupa and he says that they know Haname, that also after Atetike he can only be gave from the Balikeach, but not from the same, but Tesis is the country. El Badai Kolei Chavi Kolei Yil Kuhnes, Mishu Nidoles, Kolei Nami Miyasma, Boi Milu Bishta, Oi Milu Aksu Bitero, Oi Mandama Kiksu Bishta Adamo, Oi Kishir, Oma Bidin, Kolei Nami Miyasma, Avo, the new Alpe, King of Hoshla Asishta, with his recruits, to be born among the Yasna, like in your dollars. Go ahead, Pushi. On my blazer, after the Yasna, the Loya Painting, it will show the Haviki Kalki, Loya Napier, the Loya Painting, and we go. Elmine, who pulled the name, Sapin Gunnar Katri, Shamil Bapaitik, and we go an Amin Yasna Lukas. In Amin, we call the name, Abadab, we go an Amin Yasna, Kivin, the Nikiya Halil is also a Vedike Kubo. Alright, so this Rishiti is that the reason is why. And then he says, I know my city of Dani, after that we have a duch in Ashton, the Hakoi Dome, we know you is where, even if you do not have a higher than the Mir de Rabono, you need to see Ashton in the Kuchas. We saw a Shibiru and the Reis. Will we go there in the Rabono? Because of some little down the road. The implication being that if anyone assumes that Shibiru de Reis, then we couldn't agree with Rabono. So the Yeshua has the Kashi against Jesus. And the Rosh says the same thing. That the reason is why Rav Nachman says, Ein Gevi Mi'avodim. Mi'asme is because even though we say that Avodim Hukshay Kakoy is, that's only regarding the Raises. But regarding the Rabbonons, so Avodim can calculate on it. And Shibut Nechosim, that's only the Rabbonon because she belonged to the Raises. And only because of the female girls in the world. So, Ibalchim can be given kakois from the Lipuches, from the Chosim Shibon. So, since it's only in the Rabbonon, so in the way, we got the Rabbonons, we don't say that Avodim is Ukshe kakois. And we say Avodim have a deen of Italian. Now, the question is, why did Ule? Ule had to avoid and to be mishtamit himself from the Nach. So Ule said that Loiminei. Why? So even though Ule so shit is that Avodim is kinkakoi dome, but because of Rav Nachman, so he had to mishtamit himself. Nishmat men v'yore leina b'fone v'shem yisfir abig and talbred on yisyore shem atfer b'haloch and b'kushes. But according to Tesis, that the reason is why Rav Nachman says abig and talbred, because he holds that the reason is why Rav Nachman says Abdi Talbot, because Rav Nachman holds Shibuno Abdi Reise, but Ule himself says in so many words at the end of Basra that Shibuno is the Reise. Oh, that Kufay Ayom at Beis. Why the Mishnah? Oh, my Ule. So Ule said so many words that Shibuli is the Raise. So why did he have to be Mishtamit himself? It's not such a strong kashe, because the Gemara says in so many words that the Ule himself and Rav Lezer, they held that a few of Yasne can be given from an enemy. So that is the reason as to why Ule himself and Rav Lezer say that Afilu Miyasnei can be given from an Eved, because they hold Shibud the Raise. So since Shibud is the Raise and Gabi the Raise, so we say Avodim Kim Kakoyim. Mashein came, Rav Nachman, he holds Shibud Rabbonon. So he was mishtamit himself because he knew that Rav Nachman holds Shibud Rabbonon. So he didn't want to involve himself in an argument with Rav Nachman, because he knew that the reason is why Rav Nachman is chelikanim is because Rav Nachman holds Shibud Rabbonon. So he didn't want to argue with Rav Nachman. Because of that, he was mishtamit himself. So it's not such a strong cash. Anyway, this is the shite of Teisres and the Rosh. But then there is another kash. According to Teisres, that the reason is why Rav Nachman says, I've become totally done, even though I've heard the description of Kakoyes, is because Rav Nachman holds that Shibud Rav Reise, but we pass like the Mandona Shibud Reise, so maybe we should pass that the Baal Chayiv can be given from Avodah and from Nisayin. Because we pass the Shibri Raisa. Because he's Avi the Raisa, so we say that Avodah Nizuk Shlita Kohes. Rav Nachman says, you cannot be given from Avodah. Because Rav Nachman holds that Shibri Raisa, but we pass the Shibri is the Raisa. Shibri Raisa. If Shibri is the Raisa, so Mimele, if we have to say Avodah Nizuk Shlita Kohes. And the more and more basta that could focus passments that ain't giving an hour. Like a Nachman. So Yamazaki story betrayed according to this shit. That's the other kashi by Yisha. That's a very strong kashi. Now that could focus in more basta. Show us where Rabbi Rabbi is Bachon. Bachon. Halacha given avodah. ורב נחמן אומר, אין גיל, שורך ורבד ורב יסי וחומי, no, that's not our, anyway, so, we passed, so, רבד passed, תלוך הגיל מנבודי, like רב לזר, and we, and רב נחמן, says, אין גיל, now, so, the Rambam, the Mechaber, the Ramo, the old Pasken, Haloche, Engelin, like a Nachman. But according to Teises, we are Mizaki Shtol, we have to say, the Gemara doesn't say, the Hilche say, Engelin, the Gemara mentions two Amoroi. So, who are the Amoroi? Sholach Lei, Rabbah, and Rabbi Yisim, Bachon, Haloche, Engelin, Amoroi. The Rab Nachman is the same Rab Nachman, Omar Engelin, so in the Gemara, Tesis will have to pass him. That gave him an avod. Because the only reason is why Rav Nachman himself says he gave him is because Rav Nachman and Shito say he holds Shibur al the Reise. So these are big rabbonos, our body is kicked out of him. But if we say, since we passed him, like Ule, at the end of our Pascha, that Shibur al the Reise, so we passed in Shibri the Raise. So if Shibri the Raise, so then Avodah Nizuk Shlita Kohes, so he's given Avodah. So in the Rambam we have to say that according to Tesis will be Chilek and read from the Rambam and Chaber and Ramo, and they will pass in the given Avodah. Oh, but all these are shaming who passed in like Rav Nachman's Din, ain't given Avodah. At the same time, they pass the Shibri the Raise, so they cannot explain it like this. So how will they explain how the Rashbam will pass it? He says, Rav Nachman Omar Ein Gevin, Dinei Yidis Kashmita Poeis, Kibir Sibis Nachalten, Hane Milo Yidvot Matsum Biteo, Kibir Kresom Kesem Mishtar Vechazoki, Vishol Yidish Baalei, Vishayim Beminoye, Aroliyim Balchei, Kintal Poeis. Then Balchei say Michal al Kapois, she Michal in Yodi, the Moses in Kemo, Abu Abdul in Sam Hedaiti, Hil Kahloi Mishtabel. Hil Kahloi Mishtabel. So the Ashbam apparently is Chelik of Jesus in Volkani. Teresis in Volkani says, the reason is why Rav Nachman is Chelik of Yodi and Rosa. And he says, that we're not given from our body is because Rav Nachman holds Abdikim Talbot. So then the question arises, how can Rav Nachman say Abdikim Talbot? But we need to go to Poshut. It's the common Mishnais that say that Abod Mukshul Kakoy, just as there is no Inoy by Kakoy, there is no Inoy by Abod. Just as there is no Chiv Shvuye by Kakoy, there is no Chiv Shvuye, Chiv Shvuye by, there is no Chiv Shvuye by Avodim. By Avodim. So Avodim Mushul Kakoyis, how can Rav Nachman say Avodim is Ukshul in Talkali? So Tesis is forced to say no, because Rav Nachman is made Avodim Mushul Kakoyis, but vis-a-vis the Rabbonons. So then it's Kintalton. So Kintalton. So Mele Tesis says that Rav Nachman holds Shibur al the Raise, but the Rashbam is Chelik at Tesis, and the Rashbam holds no. That the reason is why Rav Nachman says Avodah is Kintalta, not because he holds Ligavi de Rabbanon. So we don't say Avodah Mikshot HaKoyes. No. Rav Nachman can be made with Avodah Mikshot HaKoyes. Ben Ligavi Rai says Ben Ligavi Rabbanon. But only vis-a-vis Tvias Balchei, so he does not, and Eved has a deal of Mikalto and not of Kakoyes. Why? So Rashbam explains this. The reason is why Mikakoyes, there is a Shibud on Kakoyes, and there is no Shibud on Mikalto. It's not just Exerzakos. It's not Exerzakos, like, or Adon, without any slots. No, there is a slot. The reason is why Avodim Zuchrik, that the reason is why. The reason is why a Balchev can be given from Karke and not from the Talkonim is because on Kakoyes, the Balchev places his reliance. When, let's say, when Reuven lends $1,000 to Shimon, why is he willing to entrust to him $1,000? It's on the basis of the security constituted by the Kakoyes, because Kakoyes is something you cannot destroy, you cannot hide. Mashiach in Talkonim, you can hide. You can hide some melee. In other words, shibud, there is shibud, Nechosim. But shibud is only on that kind of property that cannot be hidden, cannot be suppressed, cannot be concealed. Mashiach came, mitalpulim, it can be concealed, it can be suppressed, it can be hidden. So neither I say, shibud is only how on that in which he places his reliance. So on what kind of property does a potential malveh place his reliance? On kakoyes, not on mitalgoli. Not on mitalgoli. So he says, avodim is like mitalgoli. Because two of the tavolins of shekakoyes, that's only Shayach told those alohes, where it depends upon the Shem Karka versus Mitalkon. But as far as the Vier Balchim is concerned, it doesn't depend upon Chalei Shem Karka or Chalei Shem Mitalkon. Because it happens that Kakoyes is something that the potential Malveh places his reliance on. And Mitalkon is something on which he doesn't have anything. Because he knows that the Leve can suppress it, can hide it, and you will not be able to engage it. So Avodim, even though it has a deal of Karke, but it is the kind of Karke that a person doesn't place his reliance upon it. So in Mele, there is no Shem Duchos. There is no Shem Duchos. Now, this Shite, that's the Shite of the Rashbam. So in Mele we have to say that in the Rif, in the Rambam, all the Rishayim, who on one hand passed like Rav Nachman, that he gave an Avodi, on the other hand they passed like Urim, Ur Basra, that Shibudei D'Raisa. So they couldn't explain like this. So they must agree with the Pshat by the Rashbam, that the reason is why Rav Nachman says that he gave an Avodi is because we saw a Baitalvi. He doesn't place his reliance upon Adonai. He doesn't place his reliance upon him. Alright. Now. What Rashbam says, the Rashbam says, is really the Rashbam in explaining Rav Nachman's deen, that you cannot begave avodim, you cannot collect avodim from the same. Not because avodim Rav Nachman holds as a general principle that avodim is lo yukshu kakoyes. Rav Nachman is made avodim yukshu kakoyes, and that applies to all the rices and to all the rabbonos. But ligame, there is no application to Gvias Balchev, because Gvias Balchev is not based upon the Halation Kalke versus the Halation Mikalke. It's based upon the fact why is there a Shibud on Kakoyes? Because a person is Somadaite on Kakoyes. So Avodi is not Somadaite on Avodi, because he knows that the Rebbe can hide it. He can tell him to go to another place. No one will find it. So merely doesn't place his reliance upon it. That's why we got the Gries Balchem, because he didn't know the Talmud. So this Hashbol is really based upon the premise that the reason is why Kakoi is the Yasmi is Mishtabde, the Talmud Yasmi is Mishtabde, not because of his special Tashakosu, but because Kakoi is something that on which the potential Malve places his reliance. He's somewhere like, and without him, the potential Malve, the average potential Malve, does not place his reliance in without him. So Mela Avodim Rav Nachman holds is like without him. So this concept, this word, that the reason is why Kakoy is the Asma and the Rikuches is Mishtar, without him is not Mishtar, is because Kakoye is Isomadaite, Mitauke is not Somadaite. Actually, it is mentioned by the Rosh in Ksubetz and by Rabbi Tam in Pheres Dachnumbez. Now, Dawoche is Mitauke in the Yasmin of Mishta. Needless to mention that you cannot collect Mitauke in family care. Only in any day you can collect Mitauke. So, but again, in Wom Isakim, that the Balchei, Ksivasisho, should be able to give it from the Talmud as well. This is the Kodesh again. Now the Rambam, says in Luchas Malvele, this is Hakonas again, that a Malchev should be able to begin with from Yoshi. So the Rambam mentions in Hakonas again. In Perek Yudalef, Luchas Malvele, Baloch Yudalef, Kvo Tiknu Geim Lachreim Kulok, Sheyye Malchev Geirem Mitalto in Yoshi, Lichem Don Yisroel Bichol Bezn Shereo, Abo Maro Koyukitzvim, וישתו החיבי שיש ליגריס מן הקרקל מן המטלטולים בין בחיוב בין החמסל ונמצא גילה על פנאי זה יצא מן התקון וסיוגודל עושה בדובו שמו לו ידע הלב בתקון הזו ונמצא נומן גיסנים יצא של הגידים שהמקיע בתקון הסחרנים וחיוב בו יסן So he mentioned תקון הסחרנים that the Balchev should be able to collect and hide them from the ocean. But then he says, in Maro, the practice was that whenever Ishtar Alvoy is executed, it is spelled out explicitly. She uchal ligvois, beni mitapois, beni mitapois. In other words, whenever Ishtar, so whenever the Levi tells the Eidim to sign Ishtar, so then he tells the Eidim to put a provision. In other words, Bezni advises him to tell the Eidim that when they sign the Shtar, they should put in a provision that he should be able to collect from the same Bein Kakoyes, Bein Mitalton. So called Naishim in Monin is Kei Shayo. So then, within a big money, he can be given Mitalton from the same. But suppose it wasn't mentioned in the Shtar. Alright, so that's the practice in the Chachmei Amaro. Now, the Chachmei Amaro were not sure that the game in Herikiah to be Misaki, contrary to the Dinatron. So because of that, and they didn't want, you know, to deviate from the Takonis Ageni, so the Chachmei Amaro were accustomed to advise every Edi that time is out for the Levi, that they should tell the Levi that he should instruct them to put in a provision that the Malve should be able to collect even from the Mitalto and from the Sin. Suppose he didn't do it. Suppose the Shtar didn't have that provision. So the Rambam in Yuchasishas discusses that situation also. Now the same takonis again, that the gaining were enacted in connection with Balhei, they also enacted in connection with Suvasisha. So even though Medina de Gemore and Micho cannot believe it, now Mono cannot believe it, cannot believe the Ksuve from the Kaupali, from the Isaini, but Mitsa takonis again, she can believe it. So the Rambam of the Zayim of Hasishas Aloch, as I mentioned it, Tiknu Ageni Bechol HaYishives, Shetiyo Yisho Geyek Sivoso Achemiz Bailo Afinam Taubim, Kiderach Shinskinu Yivalchei Fridlis Finam Taubim, Uposhto Takonezu Birei Yisroel. Then he says, Kronoago, in Aloch Hachetz, he says, Kronoago Bechol Amkeni, Shiyodamu, Shishomanu, Shimon, Shiyichtivu Biksubo, Beinim Kakoye, Beinim Taubim. That's the practice that the Chachmeim Arov instituted, to put in a provision, a special clause, in the Ksuma. We do not say Tikkun Godu, Va'anoshi Deinu Un'Deinu Un'Higu Dovaze, Sha'ai Zeh Pnai Sheh B'Momen, V'Nim Tzalmon Egeinu Nam Tautoni, V'Tnai Zeh Lo'i B'Takon Asachreini. So in other words, what's the effect of this provision? Once such a clause is inserted in the Ksume or in the Shtar Voye, so then we have no problems. We don't have to consider whether the gaining have the keyach of Hefker Bez Nefker and be misakin in the nominees something that is contrary to the Din HaTorah. Because assuming that the gaining don't have that keyach, only Bez Nagodu has that keyach, but the gaining not. But if the practice is to insert a special clause in the Ksume in the Shtar Voye, so then So, mitzat noe, because of his stipulations, so he can gain from the Talmud. So then the Rambam discusses, Hareisho mikosat kach pishtara ksuve, elonosa stav, imo yedea vitakone zushol gaining gain. Suppose it wasn't put in, this clause was not put in the Ksuve or in the Shtar Voye, and then the Balhei wants to collect the Talmud from the Isani. So if it is established that the Malve, that the Leve knew of the Takonas Hagein, and so then it can still be gave, the Malve can still be gave from the Isani of the Leve. Why? Because in the Leve, at the time of the execution of the Shtar of the Ksuve, now is the Baal at the time of the execution of the Ksuve, so knew of the Takonas Hagein, and he knew that the universal practice is to put in such a clause, and he still didn't tell the Eidim to put in a clause to the contrary, that I am not going to, he kept the Malbec cannot collect mitaltolin from the Eidim, since he didn't say anything to the contrary, so mainly we assume that so the presumption is that the Leve agreed to be mishayev himself, to be mishabit in the Talmud. Because if the Leve did not agree, he should have stipulated to the contrary. The fact that he didn't stipulate in the Shtar to the contrary indicates that he intended, that it was his intention to comply with the universal practice, and the universal practice is to be mishabit and to be gained. But suppose we know that he did not know of the Takonis Hageini, Vimav Oishen Istapipon Adomo, Misyashvim Bidavar Habe, Shein Keya Bitakonis Hageini Lodnibo, Abba Fishon Nispalsho Kibun Tnai Ksume, Shein Takonis Hanetna Adelo, Ashenit Simon Nayosha. So the Rambam Shiti is that the Keya Chofefka Bezin Hefker does not apply to investing in Bezin Hazeh. It's only vested in Bezin Hagot. But today we don't have the Bezin Hagodu, so melee, since we don't have the Bezin Hagodu, so the Bezin of today, even the game, so did not have that keyach, that power of making it a corner of Hefka Bezin. Now, That's the Shiza, the Rosh Yisuris. And that sounds wrong. So the Rosh mentions the Shiva Zahra, and the Rosh says that this man Azeh, a Balchik, can be given without only from the same. And he says, but the Rambam says, how can Dini be Makkia, a Bin the Raise? At all, it's not, they are not in this Nagoro. So the Rosh says, no, it's not on the basis of Takonis Adin. It's within the Gemara Bisman Hazeh. Within the Gemara Bisman Hazeh, so he's saying the Balchev can be given without me from the same, within the Gemara. But the Gemara says so many that Mishnayos Meforoshes. Mishnayos Meforoshes. That the Balchev can only be given from Kakoyes, from the same. Not from without me, the Mishnayos Meforoshes, Kamo Gemoras. That say explicitly that a Balchev or a Ksuvasisho cannot be given from the same, from the Talmudim, only from Kakoyes from the same. I am putting out the more, we name it, we know that way, but not the name from the same, not that. There are so many Gemores that spell it out. So how can the horse, so the horse says, no, now this Manazeh, the situation is different. Why? Now, he says, because the Gemara Daf Samach Vav in Ksuvah says that while Ksuvah Sisho can only be corrected from Kakoyes, not from Mitalkalim, but in Arabia, in Arabia, it's Arabia. I mean, they chose that the Arab nations have not made any progress since Bisman Chazal. They have the same economy that they had Bisman Atamoy. So the Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Samach Vav says that even though an Isha cannot be given from the Talmudim, from the Yisaini, the Ksuvah, but in Arabia, an Isha can collect a camel from the Yisaini. Why? Because in Arabia, in Arabia, so the camel is the basis of the economy. Still today, the camel is the basis of the economy. So that means that there is, so the Rosh says, that means it's not that there is a special aloha that Shibut is only Chal and Kakoy is not a Mutalfe. Of course it's true, Gemara said it so many times. Why? Because Bisman Chazal, so real property was the basis of the economy. And on that, a potential malve, when he agreed to lend money to a malve, it was on the basis in reliance upon the real property that he owned, not in reliance upon the metalton. But if the conventions of people will change, and then mitaltering will be the basis, the effective basis of the economy. And if mitaltering will be an effective way of constituting the security for a debt, so then midraise, there will be shibut mitaltering. So he says, Bisman Chazal, so the situation was such, the economic system was such, that's what the Rosh said. In Xubes, that's what I'm. So the economic situation was such, that a potential malve placed his reliance on the security presented by the Kakoyes, not by the security presented by the Mitalkalim. But today, all Mitalkalim are like a camel in Arabia with Makala. So in other words, we see that the Rosh really is saying the same svore that the Rashbam mentions in Bolobasa Lakut Profess. The Rashbam is chelik in our thesis. And the Rashbam says that the reason as to why Rav Nachman said that Avodim, you cannot be given Avodim from the same, because Avodim are not really like Kakoyes. Avodim are like Mitalkalim. So the Rashbam says, Tesis says, because she did a lot of the rice. But the Rashbam apparently holds, no, Rav Nachman can hold that Shibuda is the Raisi. But the business why he says he cannot be given Avodim from the same is because the only business why Mitakoyis he can be given is because on Kakoyis a person places his reliance. and without him, he doesn't place his reliance. So if we find it out that the person, the potential Malve, doesn't rely upon, so it's like without him, it's not in the Sakosu. Kapois versus without him. It's a Sakosu. Something that a person relies upon versus something that a person, the potential Malve, does not rely upon. So maybe Abudi is not something, even though it has its status of Karke, but it's not something that the potential Malve relies upon. So the question arises, so that's the same one this the Rashbam says, the same one this that the Rosh Yitzhuva says. And Tesves in Preves Dafun Veiz mentions the same Shite in the name of Havnetam. The Havnetam passed that Bizman Azeh a Balchev can be given from Yisraelim Midinator, not Mitzat HaKodes HaGeinim. The HaKodes HaGeinim was only declaratory of the new situation that arose because of the new economic system. So, but the Rosh says that, so Mimele, the Rosh could have explained this Gemara like the Rashbam. Why does the Rosh have to explain this Gemara like it says? But so that doesn't present any kasha, because it's true that the Rosh agrees with the Lundes of the Rashbam, that the reason why Kakois a Balchev can be given from Karkeda from the Talkum is because Kakois is a piece of property upon which the potential Malbe places his reliance in. But the Rosh holds, as far as the Mitzies, as the reliance of the potential Malbe is concerned, so just as a person, a potential Malbe, places his reliance in real property, so he places his reliance in Avodim also. Even though Avodim can be sent away, but it's not so easy. Without Avodim, you can put away, and then no one will be able to find it. But Avodim, true Avodim, he can take a trip, but he's still, Inish Binish Poga, so Mele, it's not so easy to hide and suppress the property of Avodim. So Mele, that's why the Rosh has to resort to the explanation given by Tesis. Not that the Rosh is chilek on the lomdes of the Rashbam. On the contrary, the Rosh mentions the lomdes of the Rashbam. But whereas the Rashbam holds that in view of the fact that the Shibut of Kakois is grounded in the fact that the potential Malbe places his reliance in Kakois, not in Italian. So Mela Bodhi are to be considered as being analogous to Mitautalim. So the Rosh holds no. Even from the point of view of Kakois being a piece of property upon which a potential Malbe places his reliance in, so Avodim should be analogous to Kakois. So why does Rav Nachman say no? So the Rosh gives the same explanation to this. All right.